Kid Craddock doubled your pay. But now it's time to find out what happens when everybody talks.
Everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks too much.
Just listen at 720 Central to figure out what everyone is talking about. We'll tell you if it's a person, place, or thing. Then, sometime within the hour, you'll hear audio clues to help you figure it out. Once the clues are out, we'll call a listener, and if they know the answer, they win $1,000 cash. And get this, we'll ask you one question about that person, place, or thing. Get it right, and double your money. Also, if you signed up for Double My Pay, you're already registered for Everybody Talks. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know, who says that we can't institute change? We can. We can make things happen. We really can. I think we did it.
So we keep waiting,
over the weekend.
Waiting on the world to change.
We changed the world just a little bit. Because I know a lot of people went out and had Mexican food over the weekend. And they heeded my advice that people are putting too much weight on the chip. I mean, people are getting really, really careless with the chip. And, of course, I'm talking about the corn chip.
Yeah.
That they then dip into the salsa or the queso. And they do it like they hold, like, the pointy end and then try to stick the fat end into the queso.
The weakest part.
Yeah. Which, obviously, if you have any background in structural engineering, then you know that puts way too much weight on the chip.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were one of the many who either heard the phrase this weekend or used it, give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kelly's not a believer.
Question, kid.
Kelly,
question.
Check my Twitter feed. Look at it. We're trending.
It's crazy. Yeah.
We're trending.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the problem? This is not a big enough problem for me to conquer because, to me, it's a pretty huge issue. And if we can get this one out of the way and put it on the back burner, we can move on to more important things.
Have you already ordered these shirts that can go in the storage closet with the Eat Some Corn shirts? Stack them up.
Eat Some Corn was a tremendous marketing success for us.
Oh, man. Okay, my question is, Mr. Craddock.
Yes.
Regarding the chip configuration.
Yeah, what you do is you don't hold just the end
we
of it with the two fingers. You actually have two points of the triangle with your fingers on them and dip that way. It's not your last damn chip. You don't have to dip one chip and then
the
go home.
Here's the problem, dude.
And you break it off in there, you've ruined the salsa.
Here's the problem.
Don't get me started on the queso.
If you have chicken nachos, steak nachos, and if you're holding the big end.
You don't dip nachos in salsa.
What are you doing?
God.
They're already made.
Kelly, do you still think there's no need for this?
This guy doesn't know what's going on.
You are standing next to a man who dips a chicken nacho.
You don't?
No.
You get chicken in the salsa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Al,
you don't dip.
It's all just everybody get your own little individual ramekin of salsa. Problem solved.
Oh, just try that at some
Give places. Me my own salsa.
My question is,
you know, you can go off on the people with the fajitas, but I'm not allowed to talk about the chips breaking off.
Well, I'm not going off.
Yeah, and everyone knows you get those plated anyways. That's just common knowledge. You get them pre-plated before they bring them out steaming.
Everyone knows this, then why is it every time I go to a Mexican restaurant, there's a big steaming plate coming out?
Always a sizzling platter.
It's like, here comes your fire.
I had five friends order fajitas the other night, and plated.
Yeah, but it was all at the same restaurant.
Yeah, and they know to plate.
Yeah.
They don't even
know. So it wouldn't matter if it was 100 people.
A lot of restaurants have started plating, but not everyone still does.
Let's conquer the chip issue first. Let's get through.
I feel like this is you trying to start a trend. Like, my roommate Holly keeps trying to bring back the phrase bomb.com, and I tell her,
check her Twitter feed. How many bomb.coms are on there?
Okay, well, she doesn't have a huge platform of people to preach to about it, but I'm just saying, you know, to bomb.com, you know, she keeps forcing it.
Okay.
And
see, that's an old.
Back.
I'll help her out. I don't mind.
She wants.
So you'll help her with that, but not me with this.
Well, see,
it's just easier.
Hasn't been gone long enough to bring back. It has to be gone for a long time.
Yeah, it's like closing the 70s. They're making a comeback.
Yeah. It has to be gone for like 20 years.
So in 30 years, you can bring back.
But I appreciate the keen marketing insight that I'm forcing this, and it's just a tactic to start a catchphrase. Is that what I'm doing? I forgot what you said. Is that what I'm doing? Starting a.
I just thought you wanted to order more T-shirts.
Maybe. I bet people would buy them.
I would wear it.
Thanks, JC. Kid Craddock in the morning. Hello.
Maybe.
Hello.
Hola.
Let's try that one.
Hola. Kid Craddock. You had me craving chips and salsa so bad that day, so I just put a call in.
Oh, yeah. You were craving chips and salsa?
Yes, after listening to your show, I told my boyfriend, I'm like, we have to go out because I listen to Kid Craddock, and I had to have it for lunch. So, and I also had to take a picture of my chips and salsa. I purposely brought one off for you.
You purposely?
I was going to post it on Facebook, but I couldn't figure out how to tag you, so.
Oh, man.
Oh, Kelly will show you.
Yeah. Kelly, do you hear the passion in her voice?
Yes.
I just had to have it, so thank you. I call in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Well, you didn't ask her how many chips she broke off in the salsa bowl.
She said she didn't break any.
None?
I listened to what she said.
Well
played. She said I didn't break a chip. So you're awesome for that. Way to go, Crystal.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So there's one life touched.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey.
Did too much weight on the chip touch your life this weekend?
Oh, I tell you what, man. I had a party at my house this weekend, and it beans Mexican. And I had to tell people after person that you just cannot keep on putting the chips in my salsa.
No.
This is ridiculous.
Too much weight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's always wrong.
Yeah.
He needs to just realize that he's wrong.
I know. I wouldn't invite him back. If they're going to get in there, if they're going to be all lazy and put so much weight on one chip and it breaks off in the salsa, ruining the salsa for everyone, I wouldn't invite him back.
Dwayne, you need to hire like a salsa bouncer.
Yeah.
You know, have somebody chilling there making sure people
cool
are following
idea.
The rules.
A guy in a suit with a black tie and his arms crossed standing over you.
Yeah.
JC, you're coming over next time.
All right,
there
buddy.
You go. Yeah, you could be the enforcer.
I will.
The chip enforcer. Kelly, you feeling better about this now?
Mm-mm.
No, still not.
I will take people to the ground.
Dwayne lectured people at his party.
Do you guys take it down all in one bite? I mean, do you when you put the salsa on the chip and you dip it appropriately,
no,
saying you don't break it.
You take one for the team on the second half of the chip.
I twist it, John.
You eat the first half with the salsa on it, and then you just eat the second half naked.
Or you just twist it.
Eat the second half naked.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that takes a lot of time to take your clothes off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In between bites?
All right.
That was a Kid Craddock way of doing the joke, right?
It's a fun party, though.
That was the
you mean,
literal.
You mean lame?
No, that's how you do it.
Hey, Monday.
Yeah. That now, JC brought up a good point.
What?
Once you've got your finger and thumb on the chip and you're dipping, right?
Boom.
Now you only have salsa on the first third of the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Do the tilt back. Let the salsa run down.
There's too many rules involved in your salsa eating ritual.
It's very
chips
that's
and
advanced.
Salsa.
Are there too many rules in driving? We all know them. So.
But certain things are illegal.
License. So I don't think there's a chip.
You need a license to eat tortilla chips.
Right.
Maybe. Someday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to medicate next time we go out to eat with kids.
I'm going to
be so paranoid.
It's a huge problem in America.
I'm trying to work with you here. I'm trying to just...
Thank you, Al.
I'm trying.
I can't
I'm
wait.
Not all the way as far as passionate as you, and I'm not on Kelly's team either.
I got 50,000 tweets over the weekend.
Oh, no, you did not.
I need someone to count them.
I lost count after like 60, but it was so many. I estimated.
Is this like the million moms?
The million man march. Yeah. I estimated by looking down. I saw helicopter views of the Twitter, and it looked like about 50,000 tweets.
Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen. You're going to be sitting at a Mexican restaurant trying to do your chip thing.
Yeah.
Some lady's going to walk up because she's fed up with her husband and his chip rules.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to crush a chip and just dunk it into your salsa.
What if Scarlett Johansson broke a chip in your salsa?
Just crushed it all in
there. Save the DNA and try to duplicate
No, it's over at that point.
It's over. It's a deal breaker.
It is a deal breaker. Chip breaker's a deal breaker. Chastity, hello.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Tell me about your too much weight on the chip experience over the weekend.
I was actually on Friday. I went to lunch with my coworkers. We went to this nice fancy Mexican restaurant across the street.
Yeah.
And she got her chip. We all had one. I don't know why the server did not bring three of us, but they only brought one chip.
Communal salsa. Yeah.
She put it in there, just like y'all were talking about, holding the tiny corner and broke half of the chip in there and proceeded with her other hand to grab the other half of the chip out.
don't dip the finger in the salsa.
I was like, is this some kind of sick joke?
You cannot then go finger dipping.
I was like, kid was just talking about
No, it's not a sick joke
morning.
At all. It's a real problem, and thank
really
you for
is.
Sharing your experience with it.
Yeah, we hadn't talked about the finger dippers.
Yeah. I hope you schooled her on proper usage.
Oh, I did.
A beating.
Good.
I told her, I was like, she's like, what are you talking about, Kid Craddock? Like, oh, do you not listen to Kid Craddock? I was like, go on the Kid Nation.
Yeah.
Because I listen a lot at work, too.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm. So.
I hope you guys don't mind if I'm Snapchatting this right now.
Oh, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Chastity, thank
you.
I
love you guys.
Thank you for looking out for us on this too much weight on the chip thing. Appreciate it. See, we have smart listeners and they get
it. Yeah, but I mean, her friends are going to be beat down and won't want to go out to eat with her, much less listen to who she listens to that and put this thought in her head.
Were you beaten down? Were you beat down the day you discovered the word of the Lord? No, you weren't beaten down. I'm just saying, it was an enlightenment.
So you're now equating yourself with the word of the Lord.
I'm giving you
these are the words of Craddock.
No, I'm giving you an obvious example.
Being saved versus the way you dip your chips.
Saving the way you eat chips. Nobody's going to want to eat Mexican with you.
Oh my God!
What are we going to do on this family?
Are we going to have the Book of Craddock soon?
Hi, Stephanie.
I'm banning chips from the table.
Hi, Stephanie. Ooh. We're talking about putting too much weight on the salsa chip.
Kid, I am so glad somebody is finally acknowledging this worldwide problem.
I don't know if it's worldwide.
Stephanie, were you paid to call in this morning by any
Not
chance?
At all.
Were
I
you
don't know.
Incentivized
no,
in some
I
way?
I see you guys every morning, and I never call, but when we're talking about this chip issue, and I had this problem, especially with the tilt back, I have to call.
Okay, I contend that broken chips are destined to ruin Mother's Day. Did you have a Mother's Day experience with a broken chip?
I made sure on Mother's Day when my mom took out her chips and salsa that I was careful. I did notice at one point there was too much salsa on the chips, so I did the tilt back.
Nice.
And then, you know, here comes other family members just kind of breaking it.
Doing oh, yeah, all willy-nilly.
Get extra salsa.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I need to get my own bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
You know what I do that would drive you crazy?
It's like being on the road with a bunch of people that are driving normal. We all know what we're doing. We're abiding by the laws. And here comes that one crazy person thinks he's like in a bumper car. Just, you know, ruining it for everybody with his broken chips and the salsa.
Right. Oh, my.
Oh, wait, actually, that's kind of me with the bumper car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you've reformed.
One problem at a time.
Sometimes I'm so lazy at home, I just dip it right into the jar.
You
and it always breaks because my fat little fingers can't get down there.
No.
Sometimes if I'm out of chips, I just drink it.
Yeah. That's true. Because I already do the bite and squirt with the Taco Bell packet.
Well, I hope you're happy because we are now officially...
We can't even do celebrity gossip.
I don't care about celebrity gossip that much. I really don't. I mean, have we not talked about that enough? I'm not kind of done with that. I'll give it that.
A couple cool things going on.
I got this new TV show called Chip Nation.
That's what we're chipping about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we're chipping about. It's just nothing but a loop of a video on how to eat the chip properly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm putting up a video on about.com to show people how to do this.
Why don't we have a solution that you could Shark Tank, you know what I mean? That maybe, like, Cuban would give you some money, you can come up with a product and actually make money off it.
Some sort of chip tripod.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
A chip holder?
That you bring with you to the Mexican restaurant. Like people bring their own bowling shoes.
Or maybe, like, a catcher underneath it.
Shows you're a pro.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning with Kid Craddock.
You guys know that I'm a small bladder man.
Yes.
I have a small head and a small bladder.
Kelly Raspberry.
I am very much hated. You don't even know.
Whatever.
JC.
Come on, lover.
And Big Al Mac.
But this day I'm throwing my panties on the stage right now.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I think we're about ready for our very first clue today.
It's that time.
To try to give away $2,000 for Everybody Talk.
Everybody talks too much.
Person, place, or thing, right?
Yep.
Person, place, or thing. Now I have to find the clue on the board. I know it's here. I'm looking around on the right. R and bottom right. There it is. Okay. Here we go with our first clue. You ready?
Uh-huh. Ready.
All right. Which mouse is it? This one. Turn the music off. It's distracting me. Okay.
This guy loves attention. You know, that's why he did the book. That's why he's doing the armed robbery.
Mm.
The guy loves attention. You know, that's why he did the book. That's why he's doing the armed robbery.
Mm, the guy loves attention. Who are we talking?
And an armed robbery.
All right. In 20 minutes, another clue.
Okay.
All right. And then don't call us. Don't call us now. We'll call you. We'll call you because you registered on Kid Nation. And hopefully we're not waking you up going, you know, hey, do you know what? I wasn't listening. You got to be listening to the show.
That's right.
And if you are and you know the answer, you're going to win. So we're going to call three people in about 20 minutes after we give the next audio clue. And there's already a Twitter clue posted right now that you can check out on.
California.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Operator, what the hell?
No,
I'd like to speak to my husband just there.
No, this is me. There's no operator.
No, I don't know what room he's in.
I'm not in a hotel.
Jesse, are you in there?
I'm at the
I thought you were at work, whatever that is. Jesse, what the hell? Where are you? This is your wife, Kinsey.
Hi.
Hello. I'm calling to tell you thank you for my Mother's Day perfume.
You're welcome.
Aww. I love it.
I know. Well, you picked it out.
Why did you choose that one?
Because you picked it out.
Is that why, or is it because it smells like someone that you know that you want to hook up with, so you buy it for me so I can wear it when I do? You can pretend I'm some slut from your office.
What? You told me you liked it.
I'm just asking.
You picked it out. You said, I want this perfume.
It doesn't matter. I love it.
And I know you do.
When I wear it, maybe I can be somebody else's slut at the office.
No.
That they think about.
Wow. You're not. You're a mommy. You're not
why
that.
Why not?
Because you can't be.
I'm a little hopped up right now, JC.
Why?
I'm a little hopped up. I had a double cappuccino, espresso, and Red Bull, like normal.
I hope not.
No, I did, and I got extra stevia in it, and I am buzzing right now. I feel like I could run a Tri-Parthenon.
Pretty sure.
Oh, what?
Crazy.
What's a Tri-Parthenon?
Jesse, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why did you teach Kissin how to draw on himself? Because after you drew that happy face on his forearm, you then gave him a magic marker.
Oh, no.
And left the room.
I went to go grab him.
He looks
water.
Like a baby Travis Barker now.
He's always drawn on the piece of paper.
Why do I have to have two tatted up men in my house? It's a baby.
He's always just drawn on paper. I didn't think he was going to draw on his arm.
What is wrong with you?
Honest mistake. Honest mistake. My bad. I know.
Well, at least you didn't drag me to that stupid movie you want to see, the one with that guy named Ron.
Ron Burgundy?
You know. Hello, I Ron Man.
Oh, Iron Man.
I don't care about Ron Man. Maybe if it had Ryan Gosling in it. Ryan Gosling Man.
Iron Man. With Robert Downey Jr. It's a pretty good movie.
That.
Yeah.
So after you went to bed last night, I talked to your dad.
Oh, really? Why? Which one?
He told me that your mom plays the lottery every week.
Okay.
And if she wins, she's going to use the money. Listen to this. To buy a chicken wing.
To buy what?
I'm not making this up.
A
I asked him, why
wing?
Does he waste money every week? And he goes, so chicken wings. Chicken win. So chicken wings.
Oh, so she can win.
Chicken wings.
No, she wants to win.
So chicken wing.
So she can win.
Much more sense.
Yeah, my dad's got an accent. It's okay.
Okay, now I got it.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about your son. What's his name? Kissin.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Do you realize whenever you're not here, he is the man of the house.
Right?
A baby. Our baby is the man of the house. What the hell, Jesse? I don't feel very safe.
Well, I'm still the man of the house.
I need you to do something to make us safer. So I got on Google. And I searched for how to feel safer at home when Jesse's at work talking on the stupid show.
Okay.
And, of course, the first thing it came back with was baby self-defense.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's got that down. He does hit
you need
hard.
To teach Kason how to fight. How else is he going to defend me and our dog in our house?
He left a little.
By being cute?
He left a little handprint on my neck yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That's how hard he hit.
No.
You're so proud, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of
Jesse.
Was.
All he is cute. He couldn't defend himself or me. It's like, well, how's a good fight? Like, I'm breaking into your house and your stupid husband's talking on the radio right now. I'm going to steal your PlayStation and kidnap Kinsey. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. It's a baby. Oh, that's the cutest baby ever. I've lost all desire to be a home invasion criminal.
Right.
Yeah, right. Like, that's never going to happen.
It's not.
Like, that's going to never happen.
It's not
like
going to happen.
Like, that's going to happen. Well,
wait,
how do you
what?
Say that?
You confused me.
Like, that's never going to happen. What?
That's not going
to
happen.
How hard would it be to beat up Kason? You think a crazy criminal's going to be afraid of him?
Yeah.
He can barely walk. He's all wobbly.
He's not wobbly. He walks like a champ. He runs now.
Even if he puts on his mean face, nobody's going to be afraid of him.
We've been working out. He's been doing sprints in the backyard with me. We're good.
No. You need to take Kason to the gun range and teach him how to shoot.
Oh, no. My goodness.
I'm not going to teach that little guy how to do anything right now.
You won't take Kason to the gun range.
He could almost beat me up.
Jesse.
What?
It would be crazy to buy a pistol for a baby without teaching him how to use it first.
We're not going to buy him a pistol.
What kind of father are you?
We're not going to buy him a pistol. No.
This conversation can go nowhere good.
Obama.
Kinsey.
Oh, wow. I got to go record kissing and making noises.
Okay.
I'm saving them all so when he's older, I can play them back for him and go, what do you mean by that?
I don't think he's going to understand, but that's cool. I do it too. That's cool.
Hey, back then when you did this, what do you mean by that?
Bye, Kenzie.
Come home, Jesse.
I'll see you later.
Gotta go to the gun range.
No.
Obama.
Man, you got problems at home. Yeah.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I really think it should have rained on Sunday. It should have rained hard on Sunday because
it's Mother's Day.
It would be a collection of mom's tears universally as they see, as moms across the world see how busy and crowded shopping centers and the malls were on Saturday afternoon, last minute.
Or even Sunday morning. Yeah.
Sunday, kid. I had to run up to the drugstore.
It's your mom.
I had to go to the drugstore to get a birthday card last minute.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe the men, all men, there's at least 10 of them in the Mother's Day card section and trying to find some piece of crap gift at the drugstore.
We're just not thoughtful, you know.
No. And we're last minute creatures, dude. Yeah. You know, why does this surprise women?
But it's a death march. It's a death march on Valentine's Day, and it's a death march on Mother's Day. And it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
We should care about mom and want to get her something that
she wants. It doesn't mean we don't care. It doesn't mean we Christmas shop at the last minute. Yeah. We Valentine's at the last minute.
No, it means exactly that we don't care.
No, it doesn't.
That's exactly what it means.
It's something you have to do. Yeah. It's a duty, an obligation.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to make Al change his mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's too easy. It's not fun at all.
There's no sport in it.
No, there's really not, because he'll come around to your side in about a minute.
Yeah, you're right.
No matter what it is.
I'm easily swayed.
Yeah. I think Al could be convinced to do things that no other person would be convinced to do.
Really?
Pretty evident of me being here the last...
That's true. That's true. All right, we got to give this second clue right now.
Okay.
Second clue for Everybody Talks with Kid Craddock in the morning. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. This is clue number 2. You have to determine if this is a person, place, or thing, and then who, what, or where. Okay? So you just got to figure out what it is they're talking about here. Okay. Everybody Talks. Clip number 2. I guess I'll play it over here.
The guy loves attention. You know, that's why he...
Oh, that's the wrong one.
All right. Here's the right one.
Ready?
Ready.
All right. I just can't deal with any of this crap.
It's just too much.
I got it. Here we go.
After a 5-hour search, a white Ford Bronco was spotted by police.
All right. There you go. That's all you get. Now, we will commence calling listeners and asking them if they know who that is.
Okay.
Here's the clue again, in case you're in a coma.
After a 5-hour search, a white Ford Bronco was spotted by police.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Let's see. White Ford.
They don't even make those anymore.
Yeah. So don't call us right now. Phones are blown up. Don't call us. We're calling you because you signed up on Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's phone's going to ring right now, and I'll bet you the first 10 that we call don't answer the phone or block number or whatever. So be patient. Could be in the next minute. Could be in the next 15. Who knows how long it's going to take.
All right.
But we're going to call somebody and try to give away this money with Kid Craddock in the morning. 3 different people will be called. And if the first one's out there, we go to the second one, until we get 3 on the line, you know, ready to go.
We keep trying.
Yeah, we'll keep trying.
Yeah.
Hey, new contest we're going to tell you about tomorrow.
We're just contesting up.
For Mother's Day, though, we have Mom and Me trips.
Oh, that's cool.
If you and Emma Kelly were going to see a concert together. Now, she's 6.
Right.
So who does she love?
Well, right now she's in love with this little internet boy, but I would say a legit concert would be One Direction. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Although she's at the age
She's chatting online with some internet boy.
No, she found this Maddie B kid on YouTube, and she's now in love with him, and all she wants to do is look at him.
And lick his face.
Mommy, I just want to look at him all the time.
Do 6-year-olds have that feeling about
she
boys?
Gets excited.
Or is she just projecting what mom
I
thinks?
Don't sit around
I told you, Kelly, we have the end with Maddie B.
Yeah. We do. Okay.
I showed you him like 2 years ago.
She's just in love. She said, I want to look at him. She goes, I want to look at One Direction for like an hour, but I want to look at Maddie B all the time.
Wow. There's a difference right
there.
That's what she said. Yeah. Well, we are sending moms and presumably daughters on a trip. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these trips to see Taylor Swift in concert.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wow. Yeah. Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. We have a trip to Denver. We have a trip to New Jersey, East Rutherford, where the Giants play. We have a trip to Chicago, San Diego, and Nashville.
Ooh, whoa.
So, five chances to win a trip to see Taylor Swift live in concert. Mommy and daughter. Now, Kelly, when you were, I think you were grown already, but you and your mom did an annual trip every year somewhere, right?
Yeah, we did before I had a McKelly. We might kick it back in now that she's old enough.
Yeah, right.
To go McKelly's with us. Yeah. You know, to remember it, not be it's just a pain. Come on, Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
It's like dragging them through Disney World, and they get all fascinated because they found, like, a candy bar wrapper on the floor. And you're like, they spent billions on this park. Can you please look at some of the... I'm scared!
I want a pink thing.
Let's just go home. Let's go home. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Lead her up the stairs. What mom wouldn't want to take her daughter to see Taylor Swift?
I know.
What a cool experience you can look back on forever.
The perfect mommy-daughter experience.
You got to scrapbook that stuff.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I was being all good there. You got to scrapbook that bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll tell you tomorrow how to win these trips to see Taylor Swift with Mom and Me.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
All right, we're going to try to... We can try to give away money right now.
Cool.
We're the first person that actually answered.
Finally.
On the phone. And here we go.
Took a while.
Yep. We're playing a game called Everybody Talks. We gave the first clue 36 minutes ago. We had the second clue 15 minutes ago, same time every day. And then we call a listener and ask them if they know what it is.
Called three, actually.
Because they signed up.
Yeah.
Right? So they should know. And on the phone with us is Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how's it going?
Good morning. Now, when your phone rang, did we awaken you or were you already up?
No, I was wide awake. I've got a 2-year-old son and I was in the middle of trying to get him dressed for daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to have the radio on?
I actually had my, using the iHeartRadio app, I was listening on my phone.
Okay. Awesome. So you could tell us right now then, on the Everybody Talks, exactly who it is that we're talking about. What is your guess?
If I'm not mistaken, it's O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Is that correct? Yes, it
is. That Bronco gives it away.
Yeah, but...
O.J. Simpson is correct. That means $1,000 cash for you. Congratulations, Derek Edwards.
That is crazy. I never thought I would get this phone call. I am, like, shaking. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
You can win more money. Hold on.
When you have a 2-year-old, cash is king, right? You need some money. They always need something.
We're going fishing. This is all going towards a fishing trip.
You and your 2-year-old?
Yeah, we just went on our first fishing trip yesterday. He loved it, and so I've already got to say it. I already had it made on my mind made up that if that's what it was, we're going on a fishing trip.
That's cool, Derek, and all. But let's be honest, that's more for you because you could take a 2-year-old fishing in the street and he wouldn't know.
You know? No, they love it. The water and the splash and the fish.
He wouldn't have any idea where he is.
He knows.
Yeah, he had more fun. He had more fun hitting the rod in the water. Oh, than
yeah,
that's cool.
For sure. Yeah.
Are you more of a bacon or a worm or a dough bait?
Yesterday we were using worms.
Oh, okay. Mm. Not stinkwad?
What?
Stinkwad.
Stinkwad. Stinkwad. That's dough bait. Same
thing. Okay.
Stinkwad if you're fishing fresh. Oh, yeah. If you're fishing in the fresh water, you want to get your stinkwad out.
Stinkwad? Yeah.
As long as we can still get it. Who knows if we'll be able to buy it next year, Obama.
Yeah.
All right. Trying to take away our stinkwad. All right. I got $1,000 for you. You've won that. Nobody's taking it away. But now I have a bonus question for you for another $1,000, and I'm taking you back, okay, to the big trial, like 1994.
Wow.
And O.J. was accused and acquitted of killing two people, his ex-wife and a man. What was the man's name?
Ron Goldman.
Ronald Goldman is correct.
Wow.
That's another $1,000 cash.
Look at you.
It's hard to be excited. Like
JC's
somebody,
clapping, though. He's thrilled.
Died
No, I'm happy he won another $1,000.
Yeah, forget the question.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm not happy he got acquitted.
We're not clapping that he was acquitted of murder.
No.
Or that Ron had to die.
Yeah, we should have picked, like, what team did he play for? Maybe
right.
That
I should have gone with something less serious. If I can get a redo on that.
Yeah.
Back at
because,
up.
You know,
because now we're jerks if we cheer for him winning.
Right. You should never have $1,000 in a murder question now on.
Probably not.
Because then you're cheering about the murder.
Right. We're not cheering
it's
about.
It's bad. Look it out.
Think that through next time.
Yeah.
We're cheering for Derek.
I'm going to take the full blame for the murder cheering on that. And
see, I can't even laugh at the murder cheering.
No.
We can't.
Error.
I didn't even think about it. I was just so excited that he won.
I was too. JC, because I didn't even think of that. But yeah.
So now I feel
bad. That's another $1,000 for you because you knew the name of the victim.
That is awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Hang on just a minute. I'm feeling so creepy about this.
I mean, we could have
serious fishing trip now. Yeah. Let's just focus on the fishing trip.
All right. $2,000. You could buy like a bass boat. Not a good one.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't. No.
Not a great one.
Might not want to go out on a $2,000 boat.
Down to the coast. So.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a great time. What's your 2-year-old's
Thank
name?
You.
What's his name?
His name is Asher.
Asher.
Cool name.
That's cool. That's cool.
It is cool name.
All right. Derek Edwards, stand by. $2,000 cash for you. How cool is that? Man, this thing is working.
Yeah.
Like, we're calling people and they're actually answering. Thank you. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Love you for that.
Takes a second, but we get people answering.
If you haven't signed up, do it. Here's how, JC. Here's how.
Go to KidNation.com, and then you can click on the link right there. Boom.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I got a letter from a mom about what she truly wanted for Mother's Day, and it was almost too negative to read on the air on Friday. But as I look at it again today, it's like, no, why not? Kid, I have 3 kids under the age of 5. And I've designed the perfect Mother's Day, but my friends think I'm being insensitive. It goes like this. Wake up to a picture-perfect family breakfast, all prepared, a la Martha Stewart magazine photo spread, complete with smiling children, well-dressed, crepes, fresh berries, and mimosas in bed. This should take 5 minutes to eat. Then I immediately want my husband to take the kids away from me for the entire day. They are allowed back only when they've all fallen asleep in their car seats and are ready to be transferred directly into bed. I don't care where they've been. I don't want to hear stories about what they've been doing. All that matters is that I am alone. I want the entire house to myself. Oh. Quiet, still, peaceful, one day a year. Oh. Mother's Day is the one day I wish no one would call me mom, because it's always followed with, Mom, can I? Mom, will you? Mom!
Where's my...
Why won't... Yeah. Am I the only one who feels this way?
I'm sure she's not, especially if she has, like, multiple children.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, like being a divorced parent, we have a rule. I mean, I don't care what day of visitation it is. For Father's Day, Freddie's got Emma Kelly. For Mother's Day, I've got Emma Kelly. So, cool. I mean, I want her on that day.
Yeah,
sure.
But, I mean,
it's silly for the other
parent. But if you're a stay-at-home mom and it's constant day in, day out, I can see being coming from that position, not with as much bitterness, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe with a little bit more tongue-in-cheek humor.
So give us a call. Completely bizarre Mother's Day present or something you're just like, no way. 1-800-KID-LIVE.
1-800-543-3548.
1-800-5-GEEK-IT.
Questions that everyone should ask their mother before their mother is gone. Okay?
Okay.
What's the one thing you would have done differently as a mom? Especially women should ask this to mom. Even if you think you're the best parent in the world, your mom has a lot more parenting experience. She's been through it all. She's a retired mom. Probably teach you a few tricks.
Okay.
In what ways do you think I'm like you? How am I like you, Mom? Doesn't matter whether your mom's actually right or wrong, but her perceptions of you could be interesting. Which of us kids was your favorite? It won't hurt my feelings.
That's not a fair question.
She'll dodge it, but you might get a little insight into how she viewed you and your siblings, and then you can compare it to how they get along with others today.
Maybe you could just say, what's name the best quality of each of your children, not pick your favorite.
Oh, I want to know.
Oh, you know moms have favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I know I'm my mother's favorite.
Of course you
are. Please.
Of course. Is there anything you've always wanted to tell me, but you never have? Another question to ask Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still asking my mother these questions.
Just brace yourself. Do you think it's easier or harder to be a parent now compared to when you were raising a family? Kind of looking for a free pass from Mom a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you regret not having asked your parents?
Oh.
Like maybe your mom has a ton of regrets and, you know, never got to ask her parents about it. Is there anything you wish had been different between us growing up, or anything that you'd still like to change? It's a pretty good question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about our relationship right now? Would you like to be better? Do you think your mom would have an answer to that, Kelly?
I think our relationship is great, except that she's half a country away.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fixed in a year and a half, because when they retire, they're moving here. But, I think my mom and I have a really great relationship. We didn't always.
Yeah.
I vividly remember her slapping me across the cheek when I sassed her.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, there were some times when it's pretty rough there. But
did you ever arrested? I remember that one time you had her arrested.
I'm calling Child Protective Services. Yeah. No, honey, that wasn't a threat brought up in my home.
I hear you.
You'd be dead before the police got there.
My mom was like, here's the phone. Uh-huh. You want the number?
I'll dial it. Now I'm going to beat you with it. All right. This is such a great question to ask anybody that you love.
Okay.
What's the best thing I can do for you right now?
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool. And chances are the answer will not be, like, send me $100, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are it's going to be, I just would like you to call me more frequently. Or
yeah, I'm getting pretty bad about that. Mm-hmm. I need to call more often.
But she gets to hear your whole life on here every day. Yeah. Kelly. She has that advantage.
It's still not the same.
She knows all about your Vegas.
Yeah.
Love. Yes, she does. And
Russell.
I think she's flying in to keep him with Kelly while I go to Canada this summer. If we get that far.
Oh my God.
If we get that far.
Got Mama partaking in this nonsense now. Mama Raspberry.
If you got an unusual Mother's Day gift, our number is 1-800-543-3548. Carla, hi.
Hi, kid.
Hi. What'd your 7-year-old write?
She wrote a letter and read it in front of her entire class describing me as the perfect lover.
My mom is the perfect lover. Oh, that's so funny.
Shout out, Kelly.
Shout out, white girl.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Robin, hi.
Hi.
We're talking about bizarre gifts you got for Mother's Day. What'd you get?
My son's 4 years old, and he gave me a worm.
That's pretty awesome.
Did he wrap it or anything, or was it in a little box?
No, it's just raining so hard that they just come up on our concrete, and
he just grabbed it.
Thing ever.
Mom, I got you a worm.
Yeah.
Worm.
Kiss it.
Oh,
that's great.
I chopped the lizard's tail off one time and gave it to my mom when I was like 3.
Ew.
Oh, man. I didn't have money.
This lizard gave his life for you, Mom.
No, it's just his tail. They grow it back.
Because
my cousin told me they grow it back. So I was like, well, I can borrow this one then.
There you go. Ouch. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Hey, Tara, good morning.
Hi.
So your
Mother's
husband.
Day, my husband gave me a bra pocket.
What's a bra pocket?
I don't know.
Oh, that's what you wash your bras in the washing machine, right?
No, it's a pocket where you can put money in your, like, driver's license.
In your bra.
In your bra.
It's a pocket for your bra.
It's a pocket for your bra.
Which NASCAR driver does it have on it?
He got that in Stucky's.
It's for international travel, so you won't get robbed by the gypsies.
He got that at a truck stop.
Got Dale Earnhardt's number on it? Come on.
Now, it'd be kind of funny if he gave you that and then gave you, like, 2 tickets to Paris, you know, something.
Right, no, I did make sure I opened it up, and it was empty, so.
Oh.
I think he just wanted to see you use it.
I just showed my boobie.
You know?
He got that at a truck stop. There were at least 4 or 5 18-wheelers parked outside wherever he bought that.
Is it like Velcro sticks to the bra?
It's made of, like, satin, and it has one little snap.
Nice. And how would you put something in there if you were out and about?
You know, I haven't really figured that out yet.
Yeah.
I used to put my phone, tuck my phone in my bra if I didn't have pockets in my pants.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
I was thinking that would help, but it has like a snap closure. It'd be kind of hard to reach in there and grab something out of it.
Yeah. Snaps shut.
That's probably awkward.
Probably wouldn't even hold a whole phone, would it?
No, I don't think so.
What all things have you had in your bra in the past?
So what would you need it for, like at the toll plaza, like to put 50 cents in there or?
You know, like a driver's license and cash, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, officer, let me get my driver's license out.
That's all good.
If you're wearing your Daisy Dukes with no pockets, that may be the only place you have to put something.
Yeah, you put your car keys.
Your tube top.
That.
Or your purse. Yeah.
Maybe a stuffed animal.
Good thinking. Were you appreciative of that gift?
Cake.
I was very appreciative. I had to bite my cheeks to keep from laughing.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
That's Tara. That's pretty funny.
Hmm.
David. Got an unusual gift for his mom. David. Hi, David.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much. I got a tattoo for my mother for Mother's Day.
Oh,
what's it say?
And it says Mama's Boy.
Mama's Boy.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no.
Where is it on your body?
It's on my chest.
See, that's risky because moms typically don't like their children defacing their bodies.
No.
My mom didn't care. I told her I was going to get her tattoo. But she got all nervous, so I said, you're not getting one, and I got it instead.
Does she have any?
Oh, she does now.
Yeah.
Because of me.
Oh, yeah. How many she got?
She has 4 or 5.
Awesome.
Wow.
What she got on her?
She has a Chinese symbol for mother on one of her wrists.
Heck
a Celtic knot.
Okay.
And a bunch of other little tattoos that I cannot explain right now.
All right. Oh, because they're too dirty to talk about?
I don't remember them.
Oh, okay.
Really? You don't remember? You
or
just
you
can't
just
talk
block
about
them
it.
Out.
I don't believe I'm asking this question, David, but does your mother have a tongue ring?
No. I do, though.
Okay. Does she have any piercings besides her ears?
No.
Okay.
Besides earrings.
Would you be upset if she did?
No.
Okay.
You can't be a hypocrite about
it. Very unconventional mother-son relationship.
Hey, the family that tattoos together.
That's cool.
Well, I bought her a tattoo last year for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That's where she got the little kanji for son at.
Yeah. All right.
I see that.
I think that'd be cool to go get a tattoo of my mom.
No.
You want to take doorbell down and get one?
No, probably not. Yeah.
Well, not?
Not so much.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. It's all right.
I like it.
Hey, different strokes, dog.
Would you go with your mom to get a tattoo?
If she would do it, yeah.
Sweet. Leslie.
Yes.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
What's up? I got my mom, as seen on TV stuff from Walgreens, the easy package opener and those Kenoki foot pad detox things.
I love that aisle, by the way. It's about a half an aisle at Walgreens.
Oh, my mother would love that.
All right. So
we're both addicted to infomercials.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The Kenoki what? What is that?
The detox foot pads. Those little things you put on the bottoms of your feet at night, and it sucks all the toxins out.
Yeah,
and you wake up in the morning, and the pad is black.
Yeah, and it smells disgusting.
And
where is that stuff coming from? From your feet?
From your body.
It pulls all the iron and the toxins and metals out of your body.
What if it's supposed to be in there?
Well, it's supposed to be excess. Like, we're getting too much in our foods and stuff, too many additives in the air we breathe, so it's supposed to be pulling all the toxic stuff out.
Dang, I haven't heard of these.
We should do it.
And you're supposed to wear them every night until they come back clean.
I heard they didn't
work. Is the end result that you feel better or something?
I guess.
Or you're purifying your body, I guess.
You wear them every night until they go back to clean?
Until you take them off and they're clean on the bottom.
Yeah, because then there's no more dirt in there or iron or whatever.
Well, the thing is, too, is that she'd already got both of them, so we went back to go get the Aqua Globes because she didn't have those.
Oh,
what are the Aqua Globes?
Tell me about the Aqua Globe.
Is that the watering the plant thing?
Yeah, they're those little glass bulby things you put in your plants, and it waters them for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. They're pretty special.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. And is it a chia Aqua Globe?
No, it just looks like hand-blown glass.
It's
beauty. Doesn't look funky in your plant. But, I mean, you can buy them at Walgreens, so maybe I'm wrong.
It's art.
You can never go wrong buying me an as seen on TV item.
No, that's where I got I got my Total Gym at Walgreens.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Total Gyms. I didn't get a Total Gym. I got the two things you do the push-ups with.
The perfect push-up.
The perfect push-up.
Yeah, I got that there, too.
You know the names of all of them.
I got them all.
How's that working for you, kid?
Oh, dude, look
at his pec.
How many perfect push-ups have you done?
Oh, 4. Well, I'm so busy using the Toilinator.
What's the Toilinator?
I don't want to know.
Oh, it's amazing.
I want to know.
It's the workout commode device.
It's a fan of... But yeah.
Yeah, you can work out while you're going to the
bathroom. No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Incredible.
The Toilinator.
Yeah. You end up looking like the Terminator.
Yeah, have you seen Over the Top where he has the curling machine in his truck? It's like that in the toilet.
Yeah, you lift yourself up, not then, but, you know, later.
Whenever you want to.
It's pretty cool. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
All right, back to tattoos now with Caleb. Hi, Caleb. Tell me about your mom tattoo gift.
Hey, well, I went up to my mom and I was like, Mom, I want to get a tattoo for you. And she was like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, you always ride my butt about everything, even the small stuff. So I'm going to go and get you on my butt as a tattoo. And so I went to the tattoo shop and took my mom with me. And I got a heart, and it says mom in the heart. And then in the ribbon below, it says for always riding my butt.
It's on your ass.
Oh.
It's on your butt.
It says for always riding my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Did she like that?
She thought it was very unique, but it's just one of those things. She was just like, if you want to do it, I was like, Mom, you're like one of the only women that I would, like, deface my body with.
But what if she wants to show the gift to somebody?
Would you do it for a man?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's to somebody. He's got to take his pants down to show it.
She doesn't want him to show it to anybody, but it does show you love your mama.
Yeah.
My mother always wants to show off
a getting one for my dad because today is his birthday, actually, and getting him on the other one.
Yeah.
But I'm in too much pain.
Yeah.
But see, there are moments in this life that are private, intimate moments where you don't want to think about your mom or the other person's mom.
Yeah.
And that could be one of those moments, although hoping that you'd be.
Yeah, well, see, now we just play a commercial. Yeah. Because I see.
Is that something people would see in that circumstance?
No. Nobody's going to see it. I mean, I told a couple of friends of mine, and I showed them, but
if you were in the throes of passion, would it normally be exposed or not?
No.
All right.
Not.
All right.
Normal.
You're okay. Good then?
Well, then you're good.
Oh,
otherwise, put it on the other side.
But you did show it to people.
I showed it to a couple of my friends.
Okay. Guy friends.
Yeah.
No, a guy and a girl, actually.
Okay.
That's cool, man. I mean, if she liked that, that's great. Did she? She did, right?
Yeah, she enjoyed it. She thought it was funny, and I told her that it was always because, you know, I'm going to care for her, and I'm always going to be there for her. And
yeah.
Just a reminder that, you know, I'm always thinking about her.
It certainly is proof of that, I think, putting mom on your butt like that. Seriously.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Caleb?
Not a problem.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.